We had friends over for dinner last night and hadn't seen them in many years, and their spiritual journey was very vivid. And we ended up in an interesting discussion, which is, I think, worth sharing. And it's very subtle, but it's really central to the whole spiritual life that we live. And the word that focused so much attention was neutral or neutrality. And there's a very interesting distinction between neutrality as a refuge and a place that you can go so you don't have to be affected by the swings and arrows of outrageous fortune. You know, it's neutrality where you are, in a sense, safe. But the problem with that neutrality is the you and the it. It's a place you choose to hide out, a place you choose to go to, in a sense, protect you. And it's totally understandable. Most of us in the process of doing this practice use the word surrender. Please help me to surrender, to arrive at a place of neutral space where you are no longer imprisoned. You are no longer caught by your own mind and self. You are really absent of all of self-serving. It's just this neutral space. But very few people, and I will talk about myself as well, understand neutrality as having nothing to do with you. A truly neutral state has no one in it. There's no you benefiting. There's no you saying, hey, I'm okay, I'm fine here. All there is the neutral. The neutral state which experiences everything, highs and lows and ins and outs, pain and suffering, joy and gratitude. All of that can occur, but it's being received by this neutral space. It is nothing that you own. It is nothing that you benefit from. It just is. The real spiritual journey is not to a place of your satisfaction and comfort. It's a place where you lay yourself down to whatever is present tense reality, where you are not separate from, but one with totality. And it's a very subtle distinction because a lot of us can experience in neutrality a kind of, oh, I don't have to worry about that now. That's not an issue. That's not a problem. Great. You may experience that, but if you own that experience, then you have this ownership that will watch the duality of life come at you still and bring you its highs and its lows. And if you think neutral is a way of just having the highs and not having the lows, you're wrong, because it will bring everything. And it wants to teach us that. And I've used this particular description a lot when I was when I've been teaching. And that is the moments where I go, I'm hitting every green light on the road. Boom, 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 just sailing through. And I go, hey, I'm there. The second I have that idea that I am in this, we can call it neutral space, red light stops everything, because it wants you to know that this beautiful sailing experience that you have is still part of a world that has red lights. It's still part of a world that has a body that still will disintegrate at some point. And you will be, at when you're at a certain age, experiencing all of the things that you hope to avoid by being neutral or being spiritual, let's say. If you have the spiritual life, then you don't have to go through all of the drama, the strum and drang of human suffering. But there's no truth to that at all. We are all on the journey to, if you want to use the word that might be uncomfortable, extinction, where we will no longer be at least the material body form that we've been accustomed to. Life as we see it every day, sunrise, sunset, trees, forests, highways, whatever, will at some point be gone. And if you think this practice is to in any way either make that passage easier or make you in some ways a beneficiary of a neutral state, you will be hit with a red light. It will shoot right in front of you, go, nope, nope. Red lights are part of the process. Green lights are part of the process. Everything is part of the process. And your job is not to be the observer of neutrality and the beneficiary of neutrality. Your job is to It's kind of nameless. It's kind of seamless. It's kind of not mentionable. It's just to be. And yes, we're human. And yes, we are going to go from one thing to another. Yes, we're going to go red light, green light. The smart thing is to go, pretty much all day long. I go through these days and I've described them of such glorious joy that it's almost indescribable. It lasts for however long it wants to last. And there's a part of me that goes, got it, and wants to hold it. Every time that happens, somewhere, sometimes instantaneously, sometimes the next morning, it's gone. It's gone. And the loss of it is a kind of suffering. Losing what is really, really exquisitely beautiful, and you feel like it's something that you have won, feels like a punishment. But it is not a punishment. It is the slings and arrows of life. It is life comes at you with its duality. It is up and down, in and out, love and hate, good and bad. It is all of that. And the true neutral being that you can arrive at, not as a refuge, but just as, if you will, a witness, is an exquisite thing. You are the good and the bad. You are the highs and the lows. You are the totality. And there is nobody to have that or react to that or feel benefited by it or feel punished by it. You are that. Now, what is that? Well, you've come to the wrong person. I can only tell you, I have no clue what it is. I don't know that anybody has a clue, although I think a lot of people have given names to it. You know, it's samsara, nirvana. It's this idea that you can somehow free yourself from everything. But really, if you are to benefit from freeing yourself from it, then it's not the thing itself. If you think you are freeing you, then there's just an ego in relationship to totality. You, they will tell you in most spiritual teachings, are already the neutral space. You are the neutral space. We are that. Collectively, we are universally that. We walk around as though we are owners of, participants in, beneficiaries of, and people who suffer the loss of that neutrality. But that's not the truth, as far as I can tell. The truth is something simple. And when it really truly shows itself, there's an awakening, a clarity, a knowing that, now we're still in a body and we're still human. and we still have hopes and tastes and feelings and ambitions and fears and all of that stuff. So one often feels when you step into the bodily form that you somehow have stepped out of neutrality. I am trying to say to you and to myself, that's not true. The neutral is the totality. The neutral has all of it, but it is a kind of knowing, or I can call it even more so an absence of knowing. It's an awareness, it's a presence, and you just go. Now, part of the that you experience is, if you were to label it and if you were to try to own it, it would be a majestic awe. That's what it would feel like. But the minute you own it, it no longer is that. The true experience is, in a sense, all I want to do is bow my head to it, bowing down to neutrality, to totality, to the awe of the being itself without being the recognizer, the owner, the beneficiary, or the sufferer of it. Just, and it is an astounding feeling. But the training ground, my training ground right now, so again, it may be yours, it may be yours later down the road, or you may have already gone beyond it, but my training ground is, don't grab hold. Don't react. Don't say, oh, finally I got it, or I have it, or I am worthy of it, or whatever those things are that start to get in the way, and they will keep washing the you away. And the you has to get scrubbed away is the owner of the wanting and the fearing. Those things in you that are dominating your day-to-day life are causing you suffering. Once you go, it's a different ride. It's not an easy ride because it takes what Rudy always called acceptance and surrender. You have to accept that there's pain in it, that there's suffering, that there's loss, that there's grief, that there's wonder and there's joy and there's that, all of that stuff. But rather than hold it, rather than make it yours, let it be what it is. Let it just be. Beatles coming, right? Let it be, let it be. That's all we have to do. That's all we have to do. Letting it be has a problematic element in that there's a you letting it be. Get rid of the you, and the being itself happens, and there's no interaction that has to do anything. You will just be. And what you are when you be is all of this. You will be each other. You'll be everyone you love. You'll probably be everyone you don't love as well. And if you want to modify your being, love the ones you don't love, or stop judging the ones you have a problem with. Stop trying to make anything different than it is. The sun comes out, the sun goes away. It rains, it's beautiful sunlight. Every day, every minute has its own experience. Don't think that it should be other. It shouldn't be other, it should only be. And if you can just be with it, which is allow what happens to arise, let it arise and go like that. There is something so instructive and amazing. And there appears to be a you, in a sense, that is witnessing it and being, if you will, awed by it. But I will tell you, there's a subtle shift that makes you understand that being is awed by itself. Being itself is full of wonder. I don't know how or why that would be the case, but being is like, kind of look at me, look what I've done, you know. And if you look around you at all, I mean, you guys can't see all around here, but creation itself is an expression of being. It's an extraordinary expression. And what happens when you are being itself is you're not going, it's there for me, it's there for itself. And when you get rid of that line of the appreciator in a way, you just are that. And my sense of the that is it loves what it is. It's pretty contented in its... Now, that may be humanizing it too much or giving it too much distinction. Maybe it has no reaction to its own magic and wonder and mystery and all of that. Who knows? But the little bit of my experience as a human being is I get to witness some of that awesomeness of creation. And I have a feeling, again, maybe totally wrong, that I was born, meaning you and everyone else was born, to witness, recognize, honor, and appreciate the wonder of being. And the refuge we take in neutrality, neutrality seems like such a non-involvement, non-interesting element, but it's only through the neutral state that you can really, really reach out into totality. And then you don't try to grab one in fear and run away from another. You just find yourself in the absolute that you in fact are. And of course, until your body is gone, there will be sensation, there will be all of the human things that occur. So all I can advise, again, don't you have to take my advice, it's up to you, but go, okay, to the totality. Okay, it's going to be gorgeous today, it's going to be miserable tomorrow. It's going to be joyous, it's going to be sad. It's going to be, at some point, they're taking me out of here. They're taking me out of this totality. And then there's a kind of quiet voice inside you that goes, how can they take you out of what you are? And there's a process of dissolution of the body and the mind and all of that stuff. And it's not an easy process, I guess. But if you can stay neutral in all of that, or the working away of the self to that final moment of real neutrality, which I've seen people do who have passed away in this lifetime, as they get closer and closer to that moment, and there's just no idea of hope for something else, that maybe they'll survive. When they've given up all of that, there's a kind of like, and that it may take that long. It may take to that last second. But there are some people along the way who, with a kind of practice, arrive at that sooner. The value of arriving at that sooner is you can walk around and be, as a conscious being, a expression of this totality, and you can share it with every other person on the planet, verbally, non-verbally, just walking around, whatever your means of communication is, whatever your means of sharing is, you can be this for others. Being this for others is, in a way, serving being, serving neutrality, being a voice for what is. And that's a great thing. If you want to do that, life becomes, in my experience, a life of service. A life of service is showing up, getting out of the way, giving your lessons to other people so maybe they can benefit from them and seeing their own journey a little differently. And you allow people to arrive at a place in themselves of neutrality. And again, you don't own it, because if you own it, it's not neutral. If you own neutrality, it's a hiding out space. If you are really neutral, it's just neutrality. So I know it's a subtle distinction, and I know it's not something everybody's going to cognate easily and figure out. But I will tell you that the practice I'm in right now as a human being is learning that. And the best I can, I'm trying to communicate it a little bit to everybody else. So maybe if you start to feel that you're hiding out rather than being in consort with the totality, try not to hide out. Try to give yourself over. Try to say yes to the pain, yes to the joy, but not try to grab it and not try to hold it, because that separates you from it and you lose the neutral space. Neutral space has no effort involved. It's already there. You just, or this, or whatever works. Any questions? Pretty vague subject, I guess. Anybody?
Bruce?
Yes.
I've had this experience, ongoing experience. Instead of calling it neutrality, I have this experience of my individuated existence disappearing.
Yes, that's a real version of it. And, you know, there's so many ways to articulate all of this. But when you have the sense of your individuated self disappearing, you know, if you stay in that state, you know, which is, you know, I guess is possible, and some people do, just be grateful, walk around. I mean, just be that, you know. If you find yourself pulling back into individuation, you know, and you start to find the person coming back, you can't despair at that. I mean, don't go, what did I do and how do I do it again, and get into the conflict, the drama of that. What I do when that happens is I go, that was beautiful. You know, thank you. And knowing that it's a good signal to you of what in having non-individuality is like. It's pretty remarkable. But again, if the individual wants to be non-individualized, then you're caught in the drama of that. So not that I'm trying to throw that at you, because I don't know the full journey of it, but I do know that in my own case, when I have non-individuation, I like it so much I don't want to leave it. And then when it's taken away, like the red light, you know, I was like, but, you know, what about all, you know? And then you have to find your way back. And in a way, it's still something in the self looking to get to selflessness. And that it's a subtle, very subtle thing. It's like when you don't try to get back to individuation, to non-individuation, when you don't try, that's probably the best doorway. But how do you not try? But all I can say is be. Maybe I didn't answer your question, but I projected.
No, it's a good answer. Usually what happens is something in my environment hits me in the kisser, and it's like,
right. Yeah. No, that's how I experience it as well. And it's really, I mean, they're not gentle about it. The guys upstairs, you know, they wake you up over and over and over. At least in my experience, maybe some people they're gentler with, but with me, they've been very, very like that. And I come to understand and appreciate it. It's not easy, but it does keep me on track, in line. And it's an amazing practice. And, you know, and going back to the very core of Rudy's work, which helped me to surrender, that's, you know, that's pretty core stuff. And that's what you do. And by surrender, it's not me, save me. It's let the Bruce let go, so that the greater soul can be available to the world and serve without having to be processed by this personality. You know, it just comes through, and it will use all of us. It does use all of us. Every human being on the planet is being used all the time. Very few people understand that. And so if you don't listen and you don't pay attention, there's very rough games played out there. Life and death games played out there by people. And it's a tough world. And I think that getting to a place of true neutrality, politically, emotionally, personally, is exquisitely powerful when it's achieved. Anybody else? It's a kind of a subtle talk. Subtle meaning is the subject is not everybody's is ready to to deal with neutrality. George.
Isn't the point of our work just sitting and surrendering and letting go of the I and just connecting or interconnecting with everything?
Yes. But there's the subtle thing of I'm sitting to do that. The I trying to get whatever comes from that. And I completely get that, you know, all these years of sitting. And the realization that I was still trying to be a beneficiary of that was kind of a shock to me, because I realized it was still me and that. And all I can say is it washes away the me, and the that is all there is.
And the ego doesn't like to let go. I understand.
Does not like to let go. But the teaching I am that is really essential. You know, the Nisargadatta book, I am that. There is no two, really. There is absolutely the presentation of a two, and we serve the that as a manifestation of it. But then the great realization is, I am that. But you're still a body, you know. And even Nisargadatta, when he got old and he had been, you know, he had a smoke shop, I think it was in Bombay, and, you know, he died of a lung cancer, or horrible lung issues, and he was not happy about that. The body, the physical body, does finally weigh on you, even when you've had great spiritual awakening. So the test doesn't just end like, oh, I got it, that's it. It's ongoing. But the idea of being that is at the core of all we're trying to do. And Rudy didn't always articulate it that way, but he did teach it. And I must say, surrender, asking for help to surrender, is at the centerpiece of all of what we're doing. And it's worth a life's ride, because your life becomes filled with that rather than filled with you, which is not worth it. You don't want to be filled with you. That's all I can tell you. You're fine, and you play a role, and it's all good. But it's not, being filled with you is a temporary manifestation. It is a imperfect manifestation in a sense. And it will be lost. It will be taken away completely. So if you aren't aware of the that in which you exist, then the loss is horrific. But if you're aware of the that and you're taken away, it's freedom and release. It's done. So it's a journey. And we're all here, moment to moment, practicing in a way, or not practicing, learning how to be neutral. And if you can learn that, and figure it out at all, day by day is better for you. And the transitional moment, which will come because it's inevitable, where you hand the little molecule of you, over to the great universal power that is like a gift. Here you go. Rather than, don't touch me, don't take me. You know, you don't want to go that way. So this is just a process. It's a process, and it gives you a much more remarkable life, because you look around you at every given moment and go, wow. So, enough? Okay. Love you guys. Just as a quick warning, Christmas Day is on a Sunday and New Year's Day is on a Sunday. There will be no classes on those days. Be with your friends and families. But I'll send you, you know, notices when there are classes, and I'll see you guys when you're available. Thank you all.